This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Maybe you're one of the millions of Americans wrestling with Mother Nature this morning. Much of the East Coast has been getting heavy rain, heavy snow and sleet in parts of New England and upstate New York. And several states are still cleaning up from tornadoes or suspected tornadoes. Oklahoma, Kentucky, Georgia among them. Celebrity chef Jose Andres cried as he remembered those killed in Gaza by Israeli airstrikes while working for the charity he founded. Israel calls the airstrikes a grave mistake. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
In an interview with Kesha 12 News, World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres blames Israel for attacking his charity's vehicle.
The airstrikes on our convoy, I don't think were an unfortunate mistake. It was really a direct attack.
Andres is deeply emotional, remembering his close colleague, Zomi Francom.
Some of the people that died were my friends. And I served with them. Zomi is the nicest angel you will ever meet. It's a woman that has been in so many places around the world, feeding people.
Andres adds, everybody understands that food is a universal right. Food is not a weapon of war.
A desperate search for the missing is continuing after that earthquake in Taiwan. 10 people are known dead. Washington's trying to head off any effort by Donald Trump to redo the federal workforce if he wins the White House in November. The AP's Jennifer King in Washington.
Washington's Office of Personnel Management has issued a new rule making it harder to fire some federal employees. Advocates hope the new regulations will head off promises by Donald Trump to try again to radically remake the federal workforce along ideological lines.
No big Powerball winner last night. The jackpot's $1.2 billion now. This is AP News. A Postal Service audit finds some problems in Virginia.
Some of the issues found at the Richmond, Virginia facility include damaged mail left unprocessed for months. The audit raises questions about the Postal Service's plans to modernize its processing network. The facility is the first of 60 planned regional processing centers that the U.S. Postal Service is launching nationwide to streamline operations and cut costs. But the audit found that work hours and overtime actually increased after the center opened. And the audit also found that problems at the Richmond Center, which opened in July, have contributed to a drop in on-time service that now finds Virginia ranked worst in the nation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is up to about $3.57 a gallon this morning, up about 3 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.